The Facebook live stream got launched back in April 2016. Live streaming is a Facebook feature through which the users can video cast straight away from their mobile devices and transmit to their news feeds. Facebook live streaming started gaining popularity right after launching. The users started making use of this feature to the fullest, and why wouldn't they? Because their followers started enjoying the posts. By 2018, it got clear that 78% of audiences are interested in watching and getting involved in Facebook live streams. Facebook users make the most out of any latest and unique feature launched by it, and live streaming is one of them. It is no wonder why Facebook live streams receive this amount of hype. We found that millions of users live stream every day. And guess what? They all receive enormous traffic on their streams. Isn't this interesting to see how the audience is so engrossed in live streams? You will be more surprised to know users receive 0.3 times more audience engagement of their live streams than other posts and videos. What is Facebook live stream? Facebook live stream is a feature through which the users can video cast live from their mobile phones or computers. It reaches out to the audience right away in real time. Through this, the users can grab the attention of more audiences and talk about their upcoming projects. The users can also save the streaming videos. They can use the saved video later to mark the events that are significant to them. Likewise, the businesses on Facebook having enormous traffic make use of this powerful feature. Because it is an uncomplicated way to build a strong network of audiences. How? Each time creating posts and videos to tell your audience regarding your new products and services can be monotonous after some time. If you start using the latest features, audiences will be more engrossed in it. Live streams provide you an opportunity to freely talk and elaborate about the new launches of your brand. Here you do not have to worry about offering something more to your audience than your competitors. Keeping it real, organic, and genuine is what will make the streaming effective and popular. In this blog, let's dive in and check out the steps to make use of Facebook Live and see how it works. How to use Facebook Live Stream. 1. Click on the camera present at the left of the Facebook search bar when you open your Facebook application, the first thing you see in the news feeds. Here in the top left corner next to the search bar, you can see a camera icon. Tap on the camera icon to start video casting. Facebook will need your permission to access the camera and microphone of your mobile device. You also have an option to go live from your Facebook profile. Tap on the What's on Your Mind text and open the status bar. Then you can see a Go Live option in the drop-down menu. Point 2. Provide access to Facebook to use your camera and microphone when hinted. Facebook will require your permission to access the camera and microphone of your mobile devices. Permitting this will let you use your front camera and rear camera while video casting live. The pop-up will disappear and will not get prompted again after the first use. Point 3. Turn to live on the bottom of the Facebook camera screen. Once Facebook receives permission to access your mobile's camera, you can start broadcasting your live streaming. However, when you open the Facebook camera, it is set to non-live mode as the default. Switch your camera to live video mode. Now you can check, at the bottom, there are multiple options available using which you can create appealing content. On the left-hand side of the screen, you can see the settings saying live. Click on it when you are ready to begin shooting. Point 4. Pick out your posting and privacy settings. 5. Draft a captivating description. You get an option to add a description to your live video. It will appear as a caption on the audience's feeds like a regular post. Draft an intriguing headline or caption defining the purpose of your live broadcasting session. It will help you grab the attention of more users to view your live streams. 6. Add an activity, tag friends, set your location. Make your video more personalized by clicking on the options available at the bottom of the screen. You can add the location you are shooting the live video to let your audience know about it. You can also tag people who are with you and add activities to let people know about the event for which you are streaming live. You can be more discoverable on Facebook by adding these options to your stream. Point 7. Make your camera's adjustment. 8. Add filters or text and images to your live video. Click on the blue Start Live Video option in the center of your screen. You can start adding lenses, filters, texts, and images to make your video more captivating. 9. Tap on the blue Start Live Video key to start video casting. 3, 2, 1. And start. Yes, after clicking on the Start Live option, Facebook gives you a little countdown before you begin shooting. Once you start video casting, your live video will appear in the news feeds like the regular posts. You can go live for about 90 minutes long. 10. Communicate with viewers and commenters. 11. Tap on Finish to conclude the video cast. After you get done with the live session, click on the Finish option. Now your video will stay on your page like regular posts. 12. Save the live video to your phone's camera roll. You can download the video and keep it on your camera roll. Later you can go back to the post and change the settings accordingly. You can also delete the video if you want to, like you would do to any other post. Socinator will help you never miss out on any of the live sessions you wanted to hold. As discussed, replying to viewers' comments is quite necessary to keep them engrossed. Even after you get done with the live session and put up the video as a post, the tool will remind you to reply to your audience. Wrapping up, we hope this guide will help you in streaming live on Facebook and letting more people know about your upcoming events. We will keep you updated regarding any other cool ways to introduce to engross Facebook audiences every time we get our hands on it. Is there something more that we can incorporate? Please drop your thoughts in the comments below. We would love to hear from you.